Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 5, Rama Remains Firm. Scene 3, Rama's Instructions on Death. Rama offered prayers for his father, then returned to his hermitage to prepare an offering of food for the departed king. After the offering was made, Rama and his brothers clasped each other's hands and began to wail loudly. The sound was like the roaring of lions. It reverberated all around the mountain passes. Hearing that confused noise, the soldiers in Bharata's army were alarmed, and they said to one another, "Surely Bharata and Shatrughna have met Ram and Lakshman. The sound must be the loud cry of those four brothers mourning for their deceased father." The soldiers got up quickly and began running toward the sound. Crashing through the undergrowth on foot, horseback, and in chariots, everyone in Bharat's entourage rushed toward the hermitage of Ram, eager to see him once again. The noise of all those thousands of people moving through the forest was tumultuous. Deer, buffaloes, boars, lions, and elephants ran in all directions, terrified by the great commotion. Birds of every kind cried loudly and flew up into the air. Dasharatha's widowed queens got down from the chariot and went on foot into the woods, accompanied by Vasishtha. Walking with difficulty along the narrow forest paths, they finally arrived at the spot where Rama was standing with his brothers. Rama saw them as they entered the clearing and ran quickly toward them. He bowed down to Vasishtha and each of the three queens, touching their feet. After Lakshmana and Sita had also offered their respects, Ram sat down with Vasishtha on wooden seats that were there in front of his hut. The queens wept out loud upon seeing the ascetic dress of Ram and Sita. Kaushalya went to Ram and tenderly wiped the dust from his face. Turning to Sita, she said, "Dear child, how are you surviving in this lonely forest? Your face appears pale and withered." "Alas, my grief upon seeing you here blazes up like a fire fed with abundant fuel." Ram consoled Kaushalya, while Lakshman spoke with Sumitra, who was also deeply pained. Bharata then came and sat at the feet of his brother Ram. With his palms folded, Bharata said, "Kaikeyi is now satisfied, and the kingdom has been offered to me. If this kingdom is mine, then I hereby give it to you, O Ram. Therefore, please take it without any hesitation." As Bharata sat before Rama and Lakshman, the three brothers shone like three sacrificial fires. Bharata held Ram's feet as he spoke. "The power to rule this world rests only with you, O Ram. I can no more emulate that power of yours than a donkey can emulate the gait of a horse, or a sparrow the flight of Garuda. Indeed, I am dependent upon you. Let the world behold you shining with splendor on Ayodhya's throne. We shall take you there in state this very day. All the people gathered, then called out, "Well said!" With tears streaming from his eyes, Bharata sat looking up at Ram. He hoped desperately that Ram might somehow be persuaded. He could not imagine going back to Ayodhya without him. Seeing his brother and other relatives weeping, Ram did feel compassion. But keeping his own grief in check, Rama replied, "No man is free to act as he pleases. In this world, the embodied soul is dragged here and there by the all-powerful force of providence. No one can control that force. All gains will end in loss. Every meeting ends in separation, and all life has its end in death. As there is no fear for a ripened fruit other than to eventually fall to the ground, so there is no fear for any man other than death." Everyone listened attentively as Rama spoke, their feelings of sorrow relieved by his instructions. Ram went on, "The passing of days and nights quickly exhausts the lifespan of all beings, even as the summer sun sucks up water in a lake. You should grieve only for yourself. Why do you grieve for another? Death is the constant companion of everyone. It walks with us, sits with us, and having gone a long distance with us when we travel, duly returns with us." Ram still had no desire to return to Ayodhya. He wanted to encourage Bharata and give him strength. Stroking his brother's head, Ram continued to instruct, "Beloved brother, the power to prevent one's own death does not exist in a person, even though grieving for another. Our father departed after a long life of piety, and therefore we should by no means grieve. We ourselves have embarked on the very same path trod by the emperor, and in due course of time will join him as well. Let us therefore throw off grief and dedicate ourselves to the pursuit of piety, by which we too shall attain the blessed regions reached by the king." Rama looked around the hermitage. Thousands of people were crowding on the mountainside, everyone looking at him. There was complete silence as Ram spoke. Even the animals seemed silent. Only the sound of the river and the rustling of leaves in the breeze could be heard. Dappled shadows moved over the ground in the late afternoon sun. With a mild smile, Ram continued to address Bharata within the hearing of everyone there. Father has shed his old worn-out body, and with an ethereal and undecaying form, now sports in great happiness. Rather than grieve for him, we should now carefully do his bidding. For your part, you should rule over the earth, dear Bharata, while I, for mine, should remain in the forest until 14 years have expired. This will ensure our welfare in both this world and the next. Under no circumstances should we disobey our virtuous father. Rama spoke for more than an hour, and Bharata felt joy to hear his brother's words of instructions. But he was also dispirited to see Ram's determination to stay in the forest. And when Rama stopped speaking, Bharata grasped his feet and replied, "O mighty brother, your position is glorious. You are never dejected at adversity, nor exhilarated at finding joy. You are always able to distinguish truth from untruth. Therefore, you know what is real and what is only temporary, and thus you know what is ultimately unreal. It is certainly the soul and not the body that one should nurture in this world." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.